Farmers have almost reached the cap set for the amount of water entitlement they can sell to the government under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. But today, Water Minister Keith Pitt will commit to no more. Mr. Pitt is also expected to announce changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority and funding for basin communities as he responds to two independent reports, one a socio-economic assessment and the other is the Water for the Environment Special Account Review. And here's reporter Kath Sullivan speaking with the Minister.
There will be no further water buybacks. So we will be focused on other options in terms of water recovery. We'll be focused on practical outcomes in terms of river health. And we are absolutely aware of what's happened throughout regional communities, throughout the drought, and certainly as an impact as part of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan implementation over a long period of time.
So just on this issue of the water buybacks, the government hasn't carried out any buybacks from farmers for some time. So what is it that you're actually saying? What is it that's changing? Is this a legislative decision?
No, this is a policy position. There'll be no further water buybacks from farmers.
Are you making a change to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan?
No, we are not. We are committed to the plan. What I'm saying as Minister, I will not be buying any further water from farmers. We are looking for community-led solutions. And I'm certainly looking to get the almost $4 billion I have in accounts on the ground. And that's never been more important than now in the midst of the pandemic.
Do you have confidence that the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is on track?
Well, the WESA review, which I'll release tomorrow, very clearly states that we are behind. That is obvious, I think, to all of your listeners and those involved in the basin. But we remain committed to the plan.
Okay, but just to be clear, when it comes to no more water buybacks, this is a policy, not necessarily a legislative change.
This is the position of the Commonwealth Government.
But you're not changing the Murray-Darling Basin Plan?
I'm very clearly ruling out additional water buybacks from farmers. That is the position of the Commonwealth. It's the position of me as Minister. It's the position of the Coalition Government. And we have invested significant amounts in the Murray-Darling Communities Investment Package. That's $234 million to some very, very key economic packages throughout the basin, which will make a real difference, whether it's for the environment, whether it's for local regions and local communities, and it's an important change.
To the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, are you splitting it up?
We are making announcements around a compliance package as well. I'll be removing or shifting those individuals or those positions in the Murray-Darling Basin Authority involved in enforcement and regulation into a new Office of Water Compliance. We'll be combining the current Interim Inspector General's office with this new office. Those positions will be decentralised and located throughout the basin. This is a significant shift in terms of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority itself. I think it will also be warmly received. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority has done a very good job in a difficult policy area over a long period of time, but we want to ensure they're not marking their own homework, and this is about transparency.
So how many jobs will go from the MDBA to this new statutory authority?
Well, it'll happen over a period of time. Very clearly, we will need legislation to implement the new authority. So we'll stand up the organisation within the existing department. It'll take some time to move across and to set up those systems of government. It'll take some time to set up the legislation that's required to set up a new authority, but we are committed to it. I am announcing that today, and I think that's an important announcement around governance and certainly transparency.
Is there a timeline for this?
Well, as I've said, we'll work through that process. The Parliament has obviously been affected, like every other Australian and every other business, by the coronavirus pandemic. It has been challenging in terms of timing, but I've given a commitment very, very clearly that we'll be moving the regulatory provisions out of the MDBA, as recommended by the Productivity Commission in 2018, into a new Inspector General of Water Compliance. And I think that will give comfort to a lot of your listeners that we will have this enforcement agent out in the field.
And that's Federal Water Minister Keith Pitt there, who's speaking to Kath Sullivan. And the Minister is expected to announce more details about the $234 million action plan he has for the Murray-Darling Basin later today. And we are told that $170 million of that is new funding and the rest is repurposed.